You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Thank you so much for joining me. I am on a mission to defeat drama. Drama steals focus and zaps energy. We have to defeat it now. So today's topic is success. A few years ago, I was being interviewed and the interviewer asked me, what is your definition of success? And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm a coach. I help people achieve their goals all the time. And that should be a simple question, but I really had to think about it because you can define success long-term. You can define success by looking backwards. You can define it in a moment. And after I put some thought into it, I really decided that you want to continuously define success in a moment. And I found that for me, and try this on for size for yourself, because again, I'm all about being empowered and feeling positive and not creating drama, that a good definition of success for me, or feeling successful, is the perfect blend between celebration and discontent. So what do I mean by that? In my mind, you need both celebration and discontent in a moment to truly feel successful. So if you only have discontent, you're forgetting to focus on the journey you've taken, everything you've accomplished, and you're only focusing on what you have left to do or the frustration of things going slower than you'd like. And, maybe you have this big mission that you want to achieve 5 years out and you're forgetting to think about, well, 5 years out, I have this big plan to have X number of customers or X number of locations or however many downloads. But today I've only made this much progress, and you're forgetting to celebrate the progress that you've made and you only have the discontent, then you feel a lot of frustration and overwhelm and maybe impatience because it feels like, oh, I'm never going to get there. And how do you have the tenacity to get there, whatever there is for you, if you're feeling frustrated and impatient? So I think it's hard to feel successful if you only have the discontent of everything left to do. The flip side of that, though, is if you're only thinking about the celebration, like what you've achieved, and you don't have any discontent, then you're left with the feeling of, what's next? So to me, I think the perfect illustration of this is the astronauts. So once you've been to the moon, what's next? And I think a lot of them struggled with that. Like, how do you keep motivated? What's your next big thing that you're working to achieve? So while for most of us, we won't have traveled to the moon, we do want to pick a next destination, though. So you want to have that next focus. So not just celebrating the past. You've probably seen the people, and maybe you've been one. That person who's still talking about the football game in high school, the glory days. And it feels just kind of sad because, well, what are you working towards now? You can't just live in the past. So too much of either of those, and you're not feeling positive. So if you only have the celebration of the past achievements and nothing to look forward to, what's next, then you have that feeling of, I'm not really motivated. I don't have a reason to get up in the morning. And I believe we all have an innate desire to know that our life has something, has a meaning bigger than ourselves. And so, yes, if you've already accomplished something that's huge, that's awesome, and you should certainly celebrate it. But now what's getting you up? What's your big why? You need that. But if you're only focusing on the discontent of the next thing coming up and it's not there yet, you haven't accomplished it yet, you're frustrated. So success to me is the perfect blend of the two, where you have the discontent, the motivation, the tenacity of moving forward, that next thing. You're not bored. I don't know what bored would feel like, honestly. So you've got that next thing that you're trying to achieve, the next focus, your eye on the prize. But you're also taking in the moments of, wow, look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. Look what our team has done together. And taking those quick moments to celebrate what you've done thus far. So I think that's how you really define success. Finding that perfect blend of, yes, I've achieved. Yes, I'm accomplished. I can feel good, but I'm also on to what's next. So some food for thought to defeat the drama. Not too much celebration with the disappointment of, oh, what's next? And not too much discontent of, oh, shoot, I haven't accomplished it yet and I'm feeling impatient. Perfect blend will get you the lack of drama, which is great. So thanks so much for listening. It's a really quick one today. So until next time, don't let anyone steal your focus or zap your joy. Defeat the drama now. Visit my website for the show notes. Go to defeatthedrama.com and click on the podcast site. You can also submit your drama challenges. Don't forget, I'll be answering those and providing customized solutions to your drama challenges. You can either send me a recording or a message, and I'll be playing those on future podcasts.